Well, he is New Zealand's leading trainer. His name is Jamie Richards. He trains for the famous Te Aukau operation over there in NZ, and he joins us now on the program. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning. How's things?
Yeah, very well, mate. We really appreciate you joining us. Obviously, wanted to get you on not only to talk about your superstars that we're going to see here in the autumn, but also talk about your year and how it's been. You know, you've come through the ranks. You're now training a very large Australasian breeding empire. And, well, you should be very proud of yourself, mate, with what you've achieved.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been good. I had a really good grounding in the first couple of years in partnership with Stephen Altridge. And one thing led to another. And, yeah, it's all going really well.
All right, let's talk about some of your superstars. We'll get to Te Aukau Shark later on, but Melody Bell, we saw her dominant in the spring in Melbourne. Where are we going to see, firstly, her this autumn, and how has she returned?
She's in good shape. Yep, happy with her. She's had a little quiet jump out at home, and she's going up to Ellerslie on Saturday night for an exhibition gallop, and then we'll give her a trial and bring her over, and the plan is to run the Futurity first up and then 3 weeks into the Eagle Star Mile.
Perfect.
Well, you've had a lot of success, albeit you haven't sort of grabbed that group one with Te Aukau Shark or Melody Bell. Te Aukau Shark, when you didn't come, you grabbed the group one with Melody Bell. But what's the key in your mind when you travel horses across from New Zealand to be successful when you come to Australia, Jamie?
Firstly, try and bring a horse that's still on the way up and pick and choose your battles a little bit and try and replicate things as, you know, when you get over there, where you stay, what you do with them. Try and replicate it as much to what they would be doing at home and then in their, you know, in their normal everyday-to-day routine. And I think as long as you can sort of stimulate it so it's just like being at home, then usually they race pretty well. But yeah, first and foremost, you've got to bring the right horse.
Yeah. And is that difficult? Because I'm assuming some horses may like to, you know, to come and settle into the environment. Some like to just jump off the plane and get straight into it. Is that hard because of the cost and because of how you have to manage everything?
Not really. You know, we've got different options at home here. We can train them from a paddock or we can train them from a box. You know, obviously the horses that are coming to Australia, they have to be trained from the box because they're going to go and stay at Flemington or they're going to go and stay at Randwick. So you do that first, and we try and keep it fairly simple. My best mate's Brad Taylor. He's been a big help to us when we've got the horses in Melbourne. And, you know, we've got great people that we stay with. John Thompson at Randwick's been a big help. So I think as long as you've got relationships there and people can help you because you probably need somebody over there that's got their finger on the pulse a little bit more, because although you're watching and seeing what's happening over there, you probably need a little bit of a, you know, helping hand from someone on the ground as well.
Mate, how do you know? Look, if you're racing around Ellerslie and Matamata, etc., how do you know that this particular horse you're training is worth jumping on the plane and coming across? Or is it a complete gamble?
No, it's not. You've pretty much got to bring the best of the best from New Zealand to be competitive with Australian horses. You can't bring a Group 2 horse and expect it to front up in the Group 1s because that just doesn't happen. At the moment, we're very fortunate that, you know, we've got probably two of the best weight for age horses, not only in New Zealand but in Australia, and Te Aukau Shark and Melody Bell. We're very privileged to have them in our stable. David bought them both as yearlings and ready-to-run horses from Karaka. And you know, you've got to bring the right horse.
Well, you've been bringing the right horses, and in particular, Te Aukau Shark, third in the Cox Plate, second in the Tramway, second in the Epsom. Was it frustrating, you know, not getting that Group 1 victory yet? Te Aukau Shark running so well.
Yeah, for sure. He was excellent in the Tramway and so good in the Epsom. To be beaten by, you know, one of the superstars of your industry over there in Colding and Frank this form and the Golden Eagle. So we've got the right sort of form lines. And then we ran into a Japanese mare in the Cox Plate. So, you know, he's going really well. his form's good, and hopefully he can carry that through to the autumn.
Now, you've got to, obviously, with the link with Tiakau Shark is you've obviously got a lot of Cronulla for rugby league fans out there. You've got Paul Gallen involved with the horse, but I think there's also the CEO, or there's someone high up in the admin.
On the board. Deputy chairman.
Yeah,
Steve Mace, I think.
He's involved with the horse. How do you go with the extra sort of attention? Because you'd be getting a lot of people that don't follow racing tuning in to watch the Shark.
Yeah, well, it's all great publicity for the stable, and you've got to make the most of the opportunities that you're given. And Steve Mace is a champion. He's been involved in a few horses with us. This is probably his first one, but he's got three or four others here in New Zealand as well. And,
nice.
We deal with Steve and Chris Russell, who is also involved in the horses. It's all good publicity for the brand.
I want to know, Jamie, how you got Paul Gallen to put his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, Steve Mace is the man behind that. I'm not sure. We only see Paul on the big days, and it's obviously great to have such a legendary sportsman involved in the horse.
I couldn't believe it. It's the first horse he's ever been in, and I texted him. I said, "Mate, you're kidding." I said, people have been involved in the racing industry for a long time, and they've been waiting and still waiting to get a horse like Tiakau Shark. He's very lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Steve Mace, or everything that he turns his hand to, usually works out pretty well. So, the boys have had a bit of luck.
Okay, where are we going to see the Shark, mate? If we want to see him in Sydney Town, what races are you going to target him towards and hopefully win?
So, Tiakau Shark, he's going to have an exhibition gallop this week, and he trialled well the other day at Matamata. He runs first up in New Zealand on the 8th of February in a 1,400-metre weight for age sprint, and then he comes over and he runs in the Chipping Norton, the George Main, and then into the Queen Elizabeth, all going well.
Beautiful. You've also got another good filly over there, Probabil. What's she up to, mate? What's the plans for her?
Probabil won the other day, albeit in just an average race, but a good confidence boosting win for her. And she runs in the Karaka Million Classic Mile here for three-year-olds, $1 million race on Saturday night.
Anything for the listeners that we can keep our eye on? We can pull off a little plunge over here on the in Sydney.
We've got some nice horses to race in the next couple of weeks, but usually if you go and tip it out on the radio, they always get beat. So just follow the colours and
perfect.
We've got some nice horses around us at the moment.
And finally, mate, we've got a Kiwi in charge of the Wallabies. What do you make of that, Dave Rennie?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? But anyway, hopefully he can do a better job than last bloke.
Well, mate, what about your cricket team? I know you like your cricket. How ordinary was that?
Hard to watch. I don't really follow a lot.
Turn it up.
When you were rated number two in the world, you're all over them.
Turn it up.
The racing is first and foremost for us, and early nights and early starts. So, we just got to concentrate on the horses a little bit.
You're running for politics next week, mate, are you?
Well, we're going to try and buy some yearlings, and we've got to sell them as well.
Very good. Very good, mate. We appreciate your time. Obviously, very busy over there at the moment, and we look forward to seeing you in Sydney Town. And don't forget us, mate, when you've got these Tiakau Shark after parties and all sorts of things. Yeah. Get Loz and I on board.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. There he is. Jamie Richards, leading New Zealand trainer, and he's got a couple of beauties coming to our shore.